Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. It happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people. But our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them or referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that it was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. If their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then he said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those of them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been risen, raised, and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way, and how it was made known to them in the breaking of bread." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus appeared to these two disciples. Maybe they were lost the hope and go away. We don't know. But Jesus knew their heart. So Jesus come to them. It is marvelous. Look at how we are. Jesus always looking at us, giving all the chances. So thank you, Jesus, all these years, all this time you look after us, even though our heart is not always close to you. Thank you, Jesus. You still hold us to your heart. Jesus, we trust in you.